From Hollywood, the Hollywood Radio Theater. Fitzgerald and William Lundigan in Going My Way. Ladies and gentlemen, your guest producer, Mr. Kerry Wilson.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Irving Cummings will be back with you very soon. Meanwhile, I'm very happy to serve as your producer while he takes a much-needed rest. You know, Irving and Leo McCary have been devoted friends for over 30 years. So he was more than pleased when Leo won two Academy Awards for Going My Way, the coveted awards for producing and directing. And as tonight's stars in this enchanting comedy drama from Paramount Pictures, we have handsome, talented William Lundigan, and our beloved Barry Fitzgerald is back by popular demand to recreate his Academy Award-winning role. Now, Act One of Going My Way, starring Barry Fitzgerald as Father Fitzgibbon and William Lundigan as Father O'Malley. On a shabby side street in New York's east side is the struggling little church of St. Dominic. In the rectory, Father Fitzgibbon stares in astonishment at a young man who has just made a very startling announcement.
Young man, would you mind repeating what you just said?
Oh, of course. I'm Father O'Malley, your new assistant. Oh, by the way, I hope you'll excuse my appearance, Father. I was soaking wet.
It's not possible. No, there's been some mistake. The bishop may have a grudge against me, but he wouldn't do a thing like this. Young man, may you inquire as to the nature of those garments?
Well, it's a sweatshirt, Father, and an old pair of gym pants.
Huh. And that's the official garb of a priest where you come from?
No, I'm sure it isn't, Father, but I had a little trouble on my way over here.
Oh, did you not?
Some kids were playing ball out there on the street, and I went after a fly ball. Only it got away from me.
So you've been playing ball out in the street?
Well, the ball broke a store window, and the proprietor just happened to be hosing down his sidewalk. And I got a little damp before I convinced him I'd pay for the window.
Young man, as a matter of curiosity, what made you become a priest?
Well, that's a long story, Father. You see, I was...
Hello? Yes, yes.
Who?
Chuck. Chuck who? Father Chuck.
Oh, that's me. Excuse me. Hello? Timmy, how are you? No, I just got in. What do you know? It's Father O'Dowd, an old friend of mine. Well, that's a little early to say. I think it'd be better if I waited until I saw you, Tim. Make it soon, huh? Right. Thanks for calling. He's a great little man, Father.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose you want me to show you the church.
I'd certainly like to see it.
All right, come along.
Oh, I like this, Father. It's a beautiful garden.
Thank you.
How long have you been here?
46 years in October.
46 years, huh? The church?
The same. I built it.
Well, I can only hope that someday I can say I built as much.
Listen, you hear the birds. They're always here playing in the fountain. Ah, yes, I find this a very pleasant place in which to meditate. You do meditate.
Yes, Father, frequently.
Well, if you come down this path, there's an entrance to the church over by...
Careful, Father. Oh, you're not hurt, are you? Here, let me help you.
Well, there's only one thing I'd like to know. Who's the idiot who left this stuff across my path? Well, look at it now. Two suitcases, a tennis racket, and a bag of golf sticks.
I'm afraid they're mine, Father. You see, when I...
Yes,
got here,
where, may I ask you, is your fishing pole?
Oh, that's over there. I put it against the tree so that...
Rather, Molly, would you like to see the church?
Oh, yes, Father.
Well, then, I suppose it still have the use of me lower limbs, let's be known.
And here he is, Father Fitzgibbon. This is Timmy, my old friend, Father O'Dowd.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Father Fitzgibbon? Chuck and I here have been friends since we were knee-high to a niblick. I haven't seen you since the war.
Well, I suppose you've a lot to talk over, then I'll let you alone.
Well, frankly, Father, I just dropped by to see if Father O'Malley here could play a little golf this afternoon.
Oh, you did, huh? Where's your parish?
St. Francis.
Well, no, I can't answer for St. Francis. But here we have very little time for games of golf and such like. And if you were working for me, you wouldn't have the time for it either.
Lucky for me, then, that I'm at St. Francis's, huh?
Yes. Yeah, well, let's hope St. Francis can say the same.
He's got you there, Tim.
That's good, Father. Very good.
Say, Father, why don't you come out with us sometime? It's a great game.
Yeah, we'll teach you how to play. A lot of nice fresh air out on a golf course.
Yes, and profanity, too. A golf course is nothing but a pool room moved into doors.
You mind if I use that one sometime, Father?
Young man, you would... Well, tell me, how did he become a priest?
That's a good question, Father.
Excuse me. For you, Father Fitzgibbon. Telephone.
Thank you, Mrs. Carmody. I'm coming.
What a wonderful old man. Oh, does he know you're in charge here?
How do you know I am?
Well, I just gathered as much when I heard you were here. Everybody knows St. Dominic's is in a bad way. Do you realize there's a mortgage on this property that they're threatening to foreclose, turn this church into a parking lot?
Yes, I've heard all about it, Tim. Somehow I've got to raise a lot of money.
I'm glad I didn't get this assignment.
Tim, about my being in charge here, keep it to yourself, huh?
Oh, sure, sure.
When I talked with the bishop, we agreed that I was to try to straighten things out without hurting his feelings.
Oh, I see. You're in charge, but you're not.
Yeah.
But the bishop couldn't very well put him out to pasture, now could he?
Well, but meanwhile, we'll just have to...
Pasture? What's that you said about pasture, huh?
I was just saying that the next time I come past your church, I'm going to drop in and see you again. past your church. Good day, Father.
So long, Chuck.
I'll walk out with you. You coming, Father?
No, thank you, but I'll be in my garden. I have a terrible, fierce need for meditation. Dear, dear. The creatures that walk out of a seminary these days. Yes, Mr. Carmody. What is this, son? Who's that? Who's there?
Well, it ain't Mrs. Carmody, Father.
Hiya, Father.
Ah, good afternoon, boys. I mistook the feathered beast for me housekeeper.
They kind of look alike, huh, Father?
Well, no, boys. Well, that's a fine fat bird you have there.
Well, we was sort of bringing it over to you, Father. It's sort of a present, ain't it, Hyman?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's very generous of you. Such a fine bird and all. And where, may I ask, did you get it?
Well, you see, Father, we was going down in a raffle, Father, over at the theater. Oh, we was lucky.
Well, now, there's nothing I'm more partial to than a nice tom turkey. Roasted, you know, with dressing. Mm. Well, I do appreciate your kindness, boys.
Huh? Oh, it ain't nothing, Father.
Bless you both, boys. Thank you very much.
We'll bring it into the housekeeper, Father.
Yeah, Father. We'll see you around.
Nice boys. Roast turkey. Mmm.
Oh, this is delicious, Father. Do you serve turkey here very often?
No, this was a gift. Have some more, Father.
Thank you.
I'm especially fond of the drumsticks myself.
Tell me, Father, do you know a youngster named Tony Scalpone?
Sure I know him. As fine a lad as there is in the parish.
The police don't think so.
Oh, they don't, huh?
No, and if something isn't done about Tony and his pals, I'm afraid they're going to wind up in reform school.
Ah, you've been listening to Officer Patrick McCarty, no doubt. That fellow hasn't been to Mass in 10 years.
Well, I still think he may be right about those kids, Father. They're terrorizing the whole neighborhood.
I'll have you know that the food before us here was brought to me by two of the very lads the police are so maliciously slandering.
Is that so?
Yeah, Tony was one of them. I gave them both my blessing.
Oh, you gave them the blessing and they gave you the bird.
Yeah. Huh?
It's for you, Calvin O'Malley. Officer McCarthy at the front door to see you.
Oh, excuse me, Polly. I'll be right back. Hello, McCarthy.
Oh, good evening, Father. Well, I brought some.
Hi, fellas. I don't think you'll have to wait, McCarthy.
Well, they're all yours, Father.
Weren't you two boys playing ball when that window was broken yesterday?
Us, Father?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And you like baseball, don't you?
Yeah, sure. We like it.
You know, I was just thinking. Saturday, the Yanks are playing the St. Louis Browns. Would you like to go with me?
What's the angle, Father?
There's no angle. St. Louis just happens to be my hometown, so I can get all the passes I want. What do you say?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure, Father. I guess the gang would like that.
It's a date then, huh? See that you're all here at noon on Saturday.
Okay, Father, that'll be good.
Fine. Now, go on home and have your dinner. I'll go and finish my turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah, a nice hot turkey.
That's what I thought you said. See you on Saturday, Father.
No, let me see. No, where was I? Oh, yes, I was going to ask you something, Father O'Malley.
What made me become a priest?
No, I was about young Tony. What was it the police were accusing him of this time?
Stealing turkeys. It seems they raided a poultry market.
And did the poor man get back his turkey?
All but one.
All but one?
Anything wrong with that drumstick, Father?
No, I'll thank you to pass me a crust of bread.
So I'm here again, Father O'Malley, asking for help again. It's this young lady.
Oh, now don't tell me you're in trouble.
No, he thinks I am.
I just found her on my beat, Father. Run away from home. Not a cent. Oh, she's a tough one. I thought maybe if you'd talk to her.
Thanks, McCarthy. Well, you want to talk to me?
Why not?
Yeah, I'll be going then. Thanks for your trouble. It says her name is Carol James.
Well, Carol?
Well, I guess it's just about like the officer said.
No. Why don't you go back home?
I can't stand it back there, Father. My parents and I, well, we just can't agree on anything. My eyebrows, too much lipstick. My dress is too something or other. My nails are too long, and my hair. Well, do you think it's too red?
Well, now, I really don't know.
They even object to my boyfriends. If they do let me go out, they say, where are you going? Come home early. Come home right after the show.
No drive-in.
Right. No matter how early I get in, it's too late. And if I say we ran out of gas, they say I'm lying.
Are you?
Sometimes.
Of course, you know, there just may be two sides to this, Carol. Maybe you're being a little unreasonable.
I'm 18.
18? As old as that. You know, when I was 18, I thought my father was pretty dumb. But when I reached 21, I was amazed to find out how much he'd learned in 3 years. What do you propose to do?
I'm going to get a job. I'm a singer.
A singer? Oh, any good?
Well, of course I'm good.
Would you sing something for me? Maybe I can help you. I'm supposed to be a pretty good judge, you know?
Oh, you wouldn't know the kind of songs I
know. Oh, now, don't be too sure about that. I used to play a pretty hot piano. Well, let's see. What would you like to sing?
Well, can you play?
Would you mind telling me what's going on in this house?
Well, good morning, Father. This young lady came to us for some help. She's looking for a job.
Oh, so it's work you want?
Well, yes, Father.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe I can help you. Now, what would you think of a little general housework?
I'm not looking for that kind of work.
She's a singer, Father.
And where may I ask you expecting to find employment? In some nice, cool, airy nightclub, I suppose. You go right back to your parents. A fine little girl like you singing in one
but
of those...
But you gotta start someplace, Father.
Being a good wife and mother is good enough start for you like your own mother.
Well, goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Carol.
Goodbye.
Good, go home now. Go home and stay home till the right man comes along.
The right man will never come near our house. Don't worry. I'll get by.
Carol, wait there a second. Father, do you think you could let me have... $10.
Huh?
She's all alone. She hasn't a thing.
Oh. How about $5?
No, Father. $10.
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Here, maybe this will help to tide you over.
Oh, but I...
No, it's not charity, just a loan.
Thanks.
Carol.
I can't use it.
I guess there's a lot of things I should have said to you. You know, advice. But you wouldn't have paid any attention. After all, you are 18, aren't you?
I told you not to worry. I'll do fine.
All right. Let's hear from you, huh?
Thanks again, Father. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, would somebody start telling me what we're doing here?
Father O'Malley says bring you bums to the basement of the church.
Any complaints, Hyman?
Yeah. First thing you know, be making a pitch to turn us into altar boys.
Now look, O'Malley's a right guy, see? He didn't rat on us about the turkeys, did he?
So what?
He took us to a baseball game, didn't he? Bought us hot dogs, didn't he? And he's gonna take us to a picture show, ain't he?
How do we know?
Hyman, you're giving me trouble. I don't like trouble, Hyman, so shut up, bro.
Hiya, boys.
Oh, hello, Father. Hello. Say hello to the Father.
Hello, Father.
I guess you fellas are wondering why I asked you down here, huh?
Hey, Father, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure, Tony. What's on your mind?
Alone. Over by the corner.
Pardon me, boys.
Well, I brung them, Father. Only they figured that you being a guy with a round collar, you was going to slip them the old routine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Now, personally, I'm for giving you a break.
That's swell of you, Tony.
Oh, it ain't nothing, Father. Only I'm on the hook for you, see? I'm kind of responsible for you, get me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I won't let you down, Tony.
Well, maybe you won't, but you step out of line just once and me and a gang will drop you like you was a hot potato. Okay?
Yeah, okay. May I talk to him now?
Oh, sure, Father. Go ahead, talk to him.
Well, boys, like Tony says, I'm going to lay it on the line. I asked you down here to do me a favor. St. Dominic's needs a choir, and I want you to start one. I know what you're thinking. But it's not going to be that way at all. It's going to be fun. You're going to like it. But if you think I'm trying to slip over a fast one, well, like Tony says, you can drop me like a hot potato. What do you say? You, gonna give me a break?
Well, Father, that depends.
How many of you here know Three Blind Mice? Just two of you?
He says Three Blind Mice. That's better.
Oh. Much better. All except one. What's the matter with him?
Hyman. Hey, Hyman.
I'm getting out of here.
He's got a good bass voice, Father. You want him?
Sure, certainly.
You got him, Father. Hey, Hyman, wait a minute.
Three blind mice. I won't be found dead singing Three Blind Mice.
Hyman, the father wants to see you. The father.
Oh, I don't want to see the father.
Shh. Not so loud.
You hear me? I don't want to see the father.
Will you keep quiet? Will you please?
You keep slapping my head back and forth. You make me dopey.
You are dopey. But the father wants a bass singer.
I ain't no bass singer.
Hyman, as of right now, you are a bass singer.
Why am I a bass singer? My head.
Shh. He wants a bass singer.
I don't know why he wants a bass singer.
Will you go down, please? Will you go down? Now, keep quiet. Let's go, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Hyman.
I got him, Father. Hyman wants to sing real bad.
You are a very tolerant man, Mrs. Carmody. But there are some things that get under me skin, and Three Blind Mice is one of them.
But he's young, Father Fitzgibbon.
Now, Father Mice,
what's being young got to do with that caterwauling?
But he means well, and after all, Father, it was the bishop himself who sent him here.
Yes, and the bishop himself will put him some other place. My mind's made up, Mrs. Carmody. I'm going to ask to have Father O'Malley transferred.
I see.
Now, don't worry. I'll just tell the bishop that we don't see eye to eye, and I'd be happier if he were sent some other place.
It's a long, hard road you've come, Father. Surely you can take things a mite easier now. Enjoy your life. And Father O'Malley's just the sort of man for...
You see? See what I mean? Good day, Mrs. Carmody. I'm off to see the bishop.
And now our guest producer, Mr. Kerry Wilson.
Act two of Going My... And William Lundigan as Father O'Malley, with Stanley Clements as Tony. Father Fitzgibbon has just returned from his visit to the bishop, and now in the rectory has sent for his new assistant.
Sit down, Father O'Malley. Well, I've just been to see the bishop.
The bishop?
My purpose in seeing him was to have you transferred.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't like me, Father.
I don't dislike anyone. It's just that I disagree with you.
May I ask what the bishop said?
Oh, he didn't have to tell me anything. I could read it in the good man's eyes. And rather than embarrass him, I told him that I'd come to see him because I wanted to, well, to put you in charge of St. Dominic's.
Oh, Father Fitzgibbon.
Don't interrupt me like that. The bishop congratulated me on the ability to see things so clearly at my age and to face the inevitable. You may say something now. Well, here, take me chair at the desk. You're in charge now.
Now, you just stay where you are. I couldn't possibly take over here.
And destroy the faith the bishop
had. Well, look, for one thing, I'm just starting with the choir of those boys.
Three blind mice.
Oh, that was just to loosen them up, Father. You should hear them tackle Silent Night.
Is there anything you'd like me to do? I mean, now.
No.
Well, no, of course not.
All right, well, then, if you don't mind, I'll lie down a bit before dinner, Father. Father O'Malley, when you and the bishop had your little talk, it was more or less along those lines, wasn't it? Putting you in charge.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's gone, Father O'Malley. I just went up there to wake him up, and he's gone. He's packed his things, everything. He's gone.
But where would he go, Mrs. Carmody?
Oh, I can't imagine, and in this rain, too. And he looked so poorly when he came back this afternoon from the bishop.
Now, you stay here. I'll go out and look for him. We've got to find him, Mrs. Carmody.
I'm sorry, Father O'Malley. There's no news yet. I just now checked with the precinct.
What time is it, McCarthy?
It's close to midnight.
Now, take it easy, Father. Go back to the rectory. No sense in the two of us getting drowned.
Well, you call me the minute you hear anything. I don't care what time it is. Just call me.
And now that I've found you, Father, and brought you back to your door, I'll say what's on my mind. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
And you were always an ugly little man, McCarthy.
Well, open the door.
If you don't mind, I'll go in by myself. There's no reward, you know.
I'm not so sure I can trust
you. Now, I'd rather explain to Father Malley in the own way without you around.
Well, just tell him you've been a bad boy and you ran away from home and you're sorry.
Father Fitzgibbon, all praise heaven.
Good morning.
Hello. If you don't mind, I've come back. But only temporary. Until me plans are more formulated. Oh, I'll be no bother to you, Father O'Malley. I'll just...
Come on. Let's get you out of those wet clothes and get you up to bed, huh?
No, I don't expect me old room, you know. That's yours now. No, I'll sleep on the cot or in the cellar.
Will you please go up to your room?
I won't even be bothering you for me food, sure. I'll eat out.
We'll talk about it later.
I'll bring you a nice tray, Father, as soon as you're in bed.
No, I'm not a bit hungry.
Roast beef and Yorkshire pudding?
What's that?
With creamed onions, fresh asparagus, and a nice hot cup of coffee?
Well, if you insist. Just a small portion of the everything.
Feel any better?
Oh, fine. I'll get up now and take my dishes down to Mrs. Carmody.
You'll stay right there in bed. You're still cold, aren't you? You wouldn't have a wee drop around, would you?
Whiskey?
Well, I'm a little chilled myself. I went out tonight for a newspaper.
Ah, well, in that case, just here, look behind you. There in that bookcase. You'll find it on the second shelf behind the Life and Times of General Grant.
Well, there's a box here, but there's
the
no...
The box? Room. Oh, open the box.
So this is where you keep it. In the music box. Oh, real Irish whiskey, huh?
Ever since I left Ireland, the old mother sends me a bottle every Christmas. See, with a degree of abstinence, it becomes me calendar. I get a little behind during Lent, but it comes out even by Christmas. That's me mother's picture on the wall.
She's very beautiful, Father.
Of course, that was taken some time ago. She's 90 years old. You know, I always planned that as soon as I got a few dollars ahead, I'd go back to the old country and see my mother again. Now, would you believe that was 45 years ago?
To your mother. I hope you'll be seeing her real soon, Father.
Thank you.
Father, you ring your doorbell, then I'll ring mine.
Well, thank you, but it seems we're both about to ring the same bell.
We are? Carol James, apartment 3B.
You a friend of Carol's?
Me? Well, I'm her worst enemy, Father.
She's not in trouble, is she?
Isn't she? Just wait till I get up there.
Look, I'm Father O'Malley from St. Dominic.
Well, how do you do? I'm Ted Haynes from the Knickerbocker Savings and Loan.
You're Mr. Haynes?
Well, I'm the little rat. My father's the big important rat. We own that mortgage on the church, Father, and unless you people can come across with some cash...
Well, no, you look such like a reasonable young man.
Oh, I'm very reasonable. Now, take Carol James, for example. Miss James, whoever she is, refuses to pay her rent. And I'm very reasonably going to toss her out.
But suppose she has no other place to go. Now, look, give her a month to start making good, and, well, St. Dominic's will guarantee the rent.
St. Dominic's? Now, Father, please.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I see your point. Do one thing for me, though, will you? Ask her to stop by the church?
I'll be glad to, Father. Oh, and don't think too badly of me. After all, if there weren't heels in the world, you'd be out of a job.
So that's where we stand, Father O'Malley, unless we can raise a terrible lot of money. Oh, I suppose I can always go to the bishop, admit me great failure.
Failure?
Well, a good preacher could raise the money. And I'm not very nimble in the pulpit. My mouth is full of clover. Well, we've still got a little time. By the way, I heard the boys at choir practice. Not bad, Father O'Malley. Not bad at all.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, and one other matter I almost forgot. Look.
A $20 bill.
$20, yes. That young lady dropped it by to see Carol James. Oh, a fine little lady. She said she got your message and was meaning to drop by all the week. But she's been busy at her new job.
Oh, then she's working, huh? That's fine. You know, I should drop over and see her.
Well, I think she should. Still should go back to her
home. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right, Father. Let me see what I can find out.
See, Father, I told you not to worry about me. Well, a lot of things can happen in 2 weeks' time.
Just a minute, Carol. I think your landlord and I had better have a little talk.
Are you willing to take my word on something, Father?
2 weeks ago, you told me you were going to throw her out.
Oh, but when I said that, I hadn't met her. Well, here I was with a vacant apartment on my hands. Seemed a shame to throw her out, and... Well, what's so wrong with that?
Up to here, nothing.
And that's as far as it's gone, Father.
Okay, I'll take your word.
And not that we haven't been seeing a lot of each other.
And he's got me a job, Father. I'm singing with a band at the Oxford Club. And come next payday, he's going to get his rent, every nickel.
At the Oxford Club, eh? Oh,
I have some friends, Father. In this case, they're music publishers. I used to work for them till Dad convinced me I could do better foreclosing mortgages.
Well, this is all very interesting. A nice apartment, even a piano.
Well, she needs one, doesn't she? A singer has to practice, doesn't she? Say, Carol tells me you can play, Father.
Oh, I've always been interested in music. Used to write a bit of it a few years ago. Had a little band, too. I played for the school dances. O'Malley's Oreos, however you know. Then I found I had quite a decision to make. Whether to write the nation's songs or go my way.
Any regrets, Father?
Regrets? No. No, I get a big kick out of helping people realize that, well, that religion doesn't have to be this. It can be bright. It can be like this.
Hey.
You said you used to write music. Did you ever have anything published?
Well, no. No, I was just getting started, and then the war came along, and I suddenly realized that what I really wanted is what I'm doing now.
Would you play one of your songs?
No. No, no, but I'll tell you what I will. Stop by the church this afternoon.
Me? Church?
Mm-hmm. Downstairs in the basement. If you still think you want to hear one of my tunes, drop around about 4 o'clock. Oh.
Thanks, Father. We'll be there.
Fine.
Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you gather
will. Those kids. You know who they are, Carol? Why, they're the worst bunch of hooligans in New York. And he's got them singing like angels.
And that song. Ted, it's a wonderful song.
Yeah. It's not bad at all. Father O'Malley, he's quite a fellow. Wonderful.
Oh, that was beautiful, Father. Just beautiful.
Can we hear something else?
Would you like to hear something really nice?
Yes, very much.
All right, okay, boys. Let's try number 6. Hey, pipe down.
You hide the Father. Pipe down, you mugs. You're right.
Oh,
Carol, wait here.
I've got an idea. I want to make a phone call.
From a church, but it's no gag, Max. Now listen. I tell you, the song's great, so grab your hat and get right over here. St. Dominic's Church. It's right at the corner of...
Well, Max, what do you think?
Well, Father, that's a pretty good song you got there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stone.
And he's the guy who knows, sharpest little publisher in town.
Father, I think we got a deal. Now, what do you say to $750 and 2% on all royalties?
You're not serious. You'll give me...
Hold it, Max. The price is $1,000 and 5% royalties.
I thought I taught you the music business.
Come on, Max. It's all for the church.
Okay, give me a pen.
Wait a minute. Will you do me a favor, Mr. Dolan?
No, I can't do it, Father. Not a cent more than
I've
already...
No. I don't mean that. But instead of a check, will you come to church next Sunday?
Church?
Mm-hmm. And bring the money in cash. There's a friend of mine, and what I have in mind, it could make him very happy.
Church. Okay, Father. Now, you do me a favor. Just pray this song will be a hit.
Well, Father, I thought we had a fine turnout for 10 o'clock mass, didn't you?
Oh, I've no complaint to make about that, Father O'Malley. It's me, the sermon.
Devoting the entire sermon to pleading for money to save the church. I've no gift for such things.
But your sermon was wonderful. Well, here it is. I've totaled up the offertory.
You don't have to tell me. Something in the neighborhood of $70 or $80. It's the same every Sunday, whether you beg or not.
Now, here. You just take a look. $1,093.
$1,000? Well, that's very gratifying. That's very gratifying. Huh? And the bishop thought I couldn't preach. Thought I had a mouthful of clover. $1,093. I'm quite a salesman, Father O'Malley. And at my age.
Now for station identification.
The curtain rises on Act 3 of Going My Way, starring Barry Fitzgerald as Father Fitzgibbon and William Lundigan as Father O'Malley, with Stanley Clements as Tony. Well, unknown to Father Fitzgibbon, Father O'Malley's song has been published, and the royalties are starting to trickle in. And while there's a long way to go before St. Dominic's will be out of debt, Father he's dug out another song or two from his trunk, and he's been spending a lot of time working with the boys' choir. Today, however, he's anxious to take some time off.
Oh, come to the point, Father O'Malley. Now, what is it you want, you and Father O'Dowd?
Well, with your permission, Father, Chuck wants to play a little golf with me.
So, do you suppose I can have a half a dollar?
What for?
Well, I need a new golf ball. If I lose it, I'll swear off. I'll quit.
All right, take 50 cents. Take it out to the ladies' sodality. They never keep any books.
Do you suppose I could buy one for Father O'Dowd, too?
Oh, I can get two nice repaints at 50 cents, Father.
I'll give him 50 cents.
You know, you ought to come along with us.
Sure, just go around for the walk. The fresh air will do you good.
Sure, you can be our kibitzer.
What's that?
Our kibitzer, sort of an over-the-shoulder quarterback.
We'd love to have you, Father.
Oh, no, believe me, this is the first time I ever had a caddy in my hand.
Amazing.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me tonight, Father. I can't even beat you at checkers.
Five games in a row. Well, here I sleep tonight, anyway. Must be that golf. You know, I feel 10 years younger.
Things are going better, aren't they, Father?
Thank the good Lord they are.
Well, you know, I've been thinking. Before something else goes wrong, why don't you take a vacation?
And do what, for instance?
That trip to Ireland to see your mother?
My mother. If I only could.
Well, the interest on the mortgage is all paid up to date, and I have plans that'll take care of the next payment, too.
You really think it would be all right? I mean, it wouldn't
be... Father Fitzgibbon! The church! The church is on fire! It's on fire!
Nothing left. The church burned to the ground. Nothing but ruins and ashes.
Don't you worry, Father. We'll build again. Besides, we still have the rectory and your garden here.
The church is gone.
Ah, but the people aren't gone, and they still need you.
Meanwhile, send your congregation over to my parish, Father. I'll even split the collection with you 50-50.
Take it, Father.
Now, what makes you both so sure the church will ever be rebuilt?
Oh.
Excuse me, I'll go to bed. I don't feel well.
Good morning.
No, not me medicine again.
Come on now, Father. Sit up now. Swallow it down.
Doctors and medicine. What I need is to be up and around.
Being up and around is what got you down. Ever since the fire, traipsing all over the parish trying to raise funds. Now, how much did you collect yesterday?
Oh, now, there's no need to rub it in. $39.
Yeah, and the doctor bill came this morning.
How much?
$40.
No use, is it, John?
Oh, no. You're not going to lose hope, are you?
Hope? When you're young, it's easy to keep the fires of hope burning bright. But at my age, you're lucky if the pilot light doesn't go out. Well, did you make a parish call?
Oh, yes. And I saw Carol. They're getting married, Father. Carol and Ted Haynes.
They know well, aren't they?
She's doing very well with her singing. Just made a record of a new song. They expect it to do very well. It's something called Going My Way.
Well, that's the silliest name for a song I ever heard.
Yes, isn't it? Anyway, she and Ted, they talked to Ted's father about the mortgage. He's going to cut it in half.
You don't say cut the mortgage in half? Ah, bless the man. Bless that young
and
man.
I've got some more news. Tony and the boys, the choir, they're going on a little concert tour.
Going on a what?
No, I have their parents' consent, and they'll be back in time for school.
Yeah, but then I'll...
Besides, travel's a great education. And if they make any money, it's going to help build you a new church. Not much of a church, maybe, but something to go on. And, here, this is for you, this check.
$3,500. Oh, yeah, but it's made out to you.
Oh, well, that's just a formality, Father.
From the Max Dolan Music Publishing.
Well, yes, Father, I did a little work for them, orchestration.
Ah, yes, you're only just here to know that. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir, the bishop told me you had a bit of a talent for music. But $3,500.
How's the pilot light burning now, huh?
Burning bright, I tell
you. Yeah, it's a long road back, Father. We've started.
You know, I have a feeling St. Dominic's may rise again.
Sure, it'll rise again.
And I think I'll get up myself.
Not today, you won't.
Tomorrow, then. I feel better. Oh, I feel a great deal better. The medicine, no doubt. That was very nice, boys, very nice. Now go on home. Away with you now. Your dinner's ready. Go on, scatter.
Good night, boys. Goodbye. Well, Father, how do you like the new organ?
I never heard anything sweeter in my life. The singing of the boys and the new organ. And to think they raised the money all by themselves. Oh, the good boys, Father. And I just checked with Constable McCarthy. Not a single missing turkey in all these 3 months.
Father, I'd like to talk to you.
Ah, it'll be a fine, happy Christmas. The temporary little church building ready for dedication. The boys singing out the Christmas hymns.
I won't be here at Christmas.
Huh? What's that?
The bishop's transferring me.
You're leaving me. But, me boy, what am I going to do without you? You didn't ask to leave.
No, no. As a matter of fact, I asked to stay with you. But the bishop wants me to help him out, and I... Oh, I wish you could have heard some of the things the bishop said about you. He has all the confidence in the world in him. Now, don't you worry, either. He's sending you a new assistant.
Well, now, I want to wish you all the success in the world, which I know you'll have. Is it a parish of your own?
Well, no, not exactly, Father. You see, this church, St. Charles, it's well, the pastor is getting along in years, and things aren't...
You mean they're in trouble?
Yeah. And I'm supposed to try and help them.
You mean without the orphan alone?
That's right, yeah.
Well, no, that's a difficult assignment. But it'll work out. You may have trouble with the old man at first. He may be running off to see the bishop every few minutes, but don't let that bother you. You'll bring him around to your way of thinking.
Come on, we'll talk about it at supper.
You'll know how to manage the old fuss budget. Take him out on the golf course. Get him in the fresh air.
Yeah. We'll get along just so he...
Yes, he knows how to come in out of the rain, I know.
That's it, Father. That's it, exactly.
Can I come in, Father?
Come in, Colin.
Hi, Father. So you're really leaving us, huh? And the night before Christmas.
Yeah, I've got my orders, Tony. Just packing the things right now. Incidentally, I want you to take my place with the choir. From now on, you're in charge.
Oh, thanks, Father. You got no worries. One of them bums gets out of line and I'll...
You'll, what?
I'll admonish him, Father. Say, when are you going to give Father Fitzsimmons his support?
Not so loud. Those boys haven't told anyone yet, have they?
Oh, no, not a word, Father. And if they did, I'd kick their... I'd be very disappointed in them. Well, don't worry about me, Father. I'll be everything you want me to be, just like you was here checking up on me.
And if you don't, I'm going to drop you like you was a hot potato.
That's the deal, Father. Good luck to you, Father.
So long, Tony.
Oh, come in, Joe. Come in.
I just wanted to say goodbye, Father.
You're not leaving this minute.
No, but you've so much to do on Christmas Eve. I just thought I'd...
Chuck, I'm sure that the way to say what I'd like to say will occur to me after you're gone. We're separated by many years, which could be the reason why we haven't seen eye to eye in many instances. But though we've had many differences, we never differed in fundamentals. It was only in methods.
But never in our hearts.
And it occurs to me now that there should be just enough left in me bottle for drinking to your good health.
Thank you.
May I come in?
Hello, Tim.
Well, I just left the bishop, Father Fitzgibbon. He told me to report to you. I'm taking Father O'Malley's place here.
What?
No. The bishop wouldn't do a thing like that on me. You and your little joke.
And we're going to have a new church to work in, Father. And I don't mean that temporary one out there either.
Yes, but we haven't raised enough money.
Well, I've just been over to see Ted Haynes and his old man, his father. He tore up the old mortgage. How do you like that, huh?
Now, you're joking again.
Oh, no, I'm not. He's going to give us a brand new mortgage to take care of everything we need. After all, Father, what would St. Dominic's be without a mortgage? Mr. Haynes is waiting to see you, Father.
Well, this is the finest Christmas since... Well, it's a fine Christmas. Excuse me, I better see the good man.
Well, Tim, is she here?
Come on, she's with Carol and Ted. She's waiting for you to bring her in.
And here he is, Mrs. Fitzgibbon. This is Father O'Malley, who sent all the way to Ireland for you.
Oh, I've heard so much about you, Mrs. Fitzgibbon. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Now, you just come along with me.
And so, me dear people, with all our good news, we have a bit of sad news, too. Father O'Malley is leaving us. Yes, and I think you'll agree with me that we're all a little better for having known him. He was always thinking of others, and that, you know, can make life very beautiful. Believe me, it's what we do for others that makes all the... No, Tony, no music yet.
Father, come here. Look who's come to see you. My girl.
Mother. Father O'Malley, where is he? He's not gone.
Yes, Michael. He said to tell you Merry Christmas.
In a moment, our stars will return. With our American servicemen in many countries around the world, they have a wonderful opportunity to observe new customs and traditions. What might have seemed strange before is becoming pretty familiar to them. For instance, among the Mohammedans, to drink coffee with anybody is regarded as a sacred rule of hospitality, a token of peace. The berries are roasted over a charcoal fire, and the coffee is allowed to boil 3 times. It's thickly sugared and served in very small cups. All this is traditional among Mohammedans, but as our servicemen have observed, it's simply their version of our mid-morning coffee break or our afternoon tea party or our cocktail hour. It's a time for friends to sit down and relax. It's a time for conversation with a cup of whatever beverage suits the individual taste. And this is true of customs and traditions of all countries. The way of doing things may be different, but the ideals are the same. So it is by observing these customs that our servicemen are helping to maintain goodwill with other people in other lands. Now, here's Mr. Kerry Wilson with our stars.
And here they are, those two fine sons of Ireland, Barry Fitzgerald and William Lundigan.
Now, what's your play for next week, Kerry?
Next week, another delightful comedy. The very warm and human story of a man who pretends to be his own valet, only to discover that he must marry a charming widow with whom his valet has been corresponding. It's Holy Matrimony. And as our stars of this highly humorous romance from 20th Century Fox, we have Academy Award winner Charles Laughton, co-starring with one of the great ladies of the theater, also an Academy Award winner, Faye Bainter.
I won't miss it. It was a pleasure to work with you, Kerry, and good night now.
And I enjoyed it, too. And I hope Irving Cummings was listening in. Good night.
I know he was, and we all wish him a speedy recovery. Good night, and the top of the evening.
Theater is produced by Mr. Irving Cummings, our orchestra directed by Rudy Schrager. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to be with us again next week for another worldwide presentation of the Hollywood Radio Theater, brought to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.